And to close the show, as we often do, we'll hear from somebody whose life was changed by a work of art. In this case, a whole room full of art. That someone is Carl Zimmer, a respected and prolific science journalist. In the 1970s, when Zimmer was 10, his family moved to rural New Jersey, Locktown, where he didn't know anybody. He was nervous, starting a new school, but then he bumped into a nice kid named Jan.
We say hello to each other, and we just immediately hit it off and have been friends ever since.
Before long, he went over to Jan's house.
So Jan told me that his father was a full-time artist, and I found that really interesting because I didn't really know that you could do that.
Jan's dad was a science fiction illustrator, Jack Schoenherr, the science fiction illustrator at the time, the cream of the crop.
He's got photographs tacked up all over the walls. He's got the entire run of National Geographic on a bunch of bookshelves, which he would use as reference. And he's got these paintings that he's working on.
And those were the cover images for Frank Herbert's Dune, one of the most popular science fiction series ever.
I hadn't read Dune. I was more of a kind of Lord of the Rings kid. One thing that I didn't like about science fiction, the pictures that went along with it were kind of tacky. And Jack Schoenherr was making these images that were gorgeous and brooding and subtle. You know, it wasn't just showing some macho astronaut flexing his biceps or something stupid like that.
I'm John Robinson from the planet Earth.
He was really trying to make real landscape art and drawing off of a really deep understanding of our planet and of our geology, of our zoology. And it just gave me a different way of picturing the science fiction world. When you go to see a science fiction movie and, you know, the spaceship lands on a planet and the door opens up and our hero steps out and is setting foot on this new world, what they look out at often looks like a John Schoenherr painting. You know, science fiction usually involves people and aliens. And Jack Schoenherr just loved to bring real biology into his aliens. And he would paint them really carefully. I mean, he would try to paint some alien sandworm or Chewbacca-like monster as carefully as Dürer might have drawn a rabbit. He took them very seriously. And so there was a realness to them. I mean, you look at these giant sandworms from the Dune series, and you really believe those things exist. And you can't get those things out of your head once you've seen them. I think for me, that made me look at life on Earth in a different way. I started to realize that, well, actually, living things on Earth are aliens in a way. They're really bizarre when you get down to it. I mean, if you really get to know a snapping turtle or an earthworm or a tick or a bird really well, it becomes a very strange thing. And I think that that's actually had a big influence on me as a science writer. I love writing about bizarre biology here on Earth because there's no end of it. And I think I started to appreciate that sitting in his studio and looking at these things he was painting.
You can see images of Jack Schoenherr's paintings at studio360.org.